You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Welcome to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Alan Blind. With me in the studio, the lovely Helen Reed, founder and managing director of Miss Reed. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
You just tell us, how did Miss Reed start?
Well, we started by chance, actually, because one of the department stores asked us to manufacture clothes for them under their own in-house label. But what happened was my production capacity was full, so I said to them, why don't you give me a space and let me try and make my own designs, you know. And they agreed, and that's how Miss Reed started.
Why did you go for the plus-size woman?
Well, because I was standing outside Jared Jesco 2 weeks before the Christmas season, and that's when it's always packed, right, in Wan Utama. And what happened, I noticed, was that people were, most of them, at least 80% of them, were size 12 and above. So I decided to go into the plus size, because I have always been manufacturing a plus size label for a department store for a couple of years before then.
So, okay, so you started then with that consignment corner in Jaya Jesco.
Mm.
But then you moved out to having your own standalone stores. But you still have some consignment.
Yes.
I think it with Isetan, is it?
Yes, with Isetan.
What was the decision to move out to your own standalone stores?
Well, one of the biggest problems being in a department store is the space. Problem of space, because most department stores, they have quite a few labels, so they only allow you a space allocation of 300 to 400 square feet. And we have a big collection, at least three major ones, the After Five, the Casual, and the Career. So oftentimes we can't fit in the whole collection because we have 70 new styles every month. And so one of the reasons we wanted our own shops was because of space.
So, and then now you've gone from that 300 square feet of space in a department store, and now you have a 3,000 square foot outlet at the Pavilion.
Yes, isn't that exciting?
Was that scary for you?
Yeah, it was scary because that was the only lot left. And because I was, I think, one of the last few to sign up in Pavilion. And it was a bit scary. At first we thought we'll put in a little cafe, you know, put in a Delish. But then it wouldn't have been big enough. So we decided to go all the way and have a 3,000 square foot.
So how has the response been so far? What's the traffic been like?
Well, the traffic has been pretty good. And I mean, we are in one corner of the mall, which I always call it the head of the mall.
Okay.
We are quite happy with the sales. I mean, we would like to have more sales, but pretty happy with it.
You are not in KLCC Suria. You just have your little consignment there.
Yeah.
Is that a missing piece in your jigsaw puzzle to have a standalone at Suria KLCC?
Actually, I would love to have a standalone in KLCC. Mm, that would be the ultimate. But, however,
Is it the cost or?
Yes.
It's the cost.
It's always the cost, isn't it?
So why did you choose Pavilion? What's your strategy whenever you decide, okay, let's move there? Mm. Why? What's your strategy?
Well, actually, I happened to drive past, because I hardly go to that area of town, but there was one morning I happened to drive past and I thought, oh, this is a rather good-looking mall. And that was before they opened. It was at the finishing stage. Oh, that's a good-looking mall. So we made some inquiries because I wanted to see what it was like inside. And the person who showed me around made quite an impression on me and seemed to know what she was talking about. And so we did ask for space and we went in.
So that's why you were one of the last to move in and
yes.
You got that huge space. Mm. You also have an outlet at Bangsa Village, which is a very small mall compared to the Pavilion.
Yes.
How does sales compare with, you know, places like Bangsa Village to a huge space like at Pavilion?
All right. For example, in the sales is a bit about half of what we do in Pavilion. However, what we have in Bangsa, we have a lot of returning customers. They pop in, and so we are able to develop a customer relationship. So that's very precious to me because I'm always on about relationships. They're very important. And so in Bangsa Village store, although it may be the smallest mall, it could we do have all these customers that have, a lot of them have become friends. Like, I know you by, at first I knew you by sight, but now, you know, I mean, I can say hello to you because I keep bumping into you.
And yeah, so because I'm part of the furniture at your food outlet, which is the reason why you should now make a plus size range for men too, because I'm heading in that direction, already reached that direction.
Well, my son's started a shop called Dude and the Duchess.
That's right, and we're trying to get him in the studio soon too. Okay, so do you think small malls like Bangsar Village is the new trend? You know, small little stalls in suburban areas where, as you say, you can build a relationship. Mm. You know, the regular customer, somebody can just pop into the car 5 minutes in the store when they need something. You think that's the new way to go instead of big, huge shopping malls around city centres?
Well, personally, I prefer the smaller malls because, you know, I suppose getting on in age, you just want to nip in and nip out. You just want to go in and buy specifically what you need. Mm-hmm. Like even the supermarket is just the right size for me.
We're speaking to Helen Reed, Managing Director of Ms. Reed, right here on BFM 89.9, The Business Grill. So you started by producing clothes for department stores.
Yes.
Before you decided to do your own. Now, do you still do that? Do you still manufacture goods for other people?
Not anymore, because our production capacity is all for Ms. Reed.
Okay. Do you outsource any of your clothes, or is production all in-house?
Oh, no, we outsource about 30% of our products because our machinery is not geared for knitting, for knit fabrics.
Okay.
And also our denim collection. Because we use a lot of fine fabrics, so you can't switch from fine fabrics to such rough fabrics.
So so where do you source them? Do you source them from outside of the country or also from Malaysia?
No, from outside the country, from India, from China, from Hong Kong, and even from Bangkok we buy knits.
How do you control quality then when it's coming from somewhere far away?
Yes, when we first have a relationship with a vendor, we visit the factories, we check the quality, and you know, but what the good thing is, after all these years, we have some very reliable suppliers and we continuously use them. Although we do get offers from new vendors, we still maintain our old vendors.
You said something like 17 pieces come out each week or something?
70 each month.
70 pieces each month, new pieces come out.
Designs.
Sorry. I mean, yeah, sorry, designs. 70 new designs come out each month. Talk us through the process of putting all of that together. For Ms. Reed, that's a lot. 70 designs a month. Mm. Talk us through the whole process.
Well, what happened? Like, for instance, it's Christmas, but we finish Christmas, at the beginning of the year. We are now planning our summer collection for next year. That is when we'll launch our June, July. And so what we are doing now is we have already decided on the colors. We've already decided on the trend, you know, we're following the trends, we decided on the style. So now we have to start looking for the fabrics, the colors we want, the prints we want, whether it's graphic or floral or whatever. So we start doing all that. And once we've got the fabric, then the team starts designing with the actual design of the garments. So they are churning out designs, you know, like 70 every month. So we also have, of course, we also have a basic line that we maintain every month in our shops.
And those are the basic lines?
Our pants.
The classics.
Yes, we have a stretch pants that is wonderfully comfortable, and we have been having that for many years. We just sometimes change a bit the cutting, but we've been using the same fabric all these years. So we maintain those colors every month.
How do you decide on a trend or a design? You know, you're talking about right now, you're working on the summer collection for next year.
Yes.
Where does the inspiration come from? Do you have to travel to Europe? Do you have to, you know, or just around you, that's where you get the inspiration? Because I understand that colors and things like that is sort of this, how should I say, conspiracy among the designers in Europe that the colour for next year shall be, you know.
Yes. This. Well, we subscribe to a lot of those magazines and we look at the colours, but we also have to look at our country, the people, our colour and all that. And so we will pick what colours we want because they have such a palette of colours, so we decide which colours we like. And because over the years, a lot of our customers give us feedback about the colours. So it may... Well, so it may seem like we just simply choose the colors, but actually there's a lot of thought put behind.
And so, and for example, talking about colors, for plus size people, they always say black, or dark colors. But do you think lighter colors and things like that also come into play?
Yes, black is our main color. Everything we do, we always have a black because customers do love black. But over the years, we have ventured into bright colors, light colors, all sorts.
What's your staff size at the moment?
Our staff size is slightly under 150 if we include the manufacturing. So manufacturing plus the retail shops is slightly under 150.
So you actually control the manufacturing process itself because you started out as a manufacturer.
Yes.
So you don't believe in really moving just to your core, just design, marketing, and leaving manufacturing somewhere else?
No, because I love manufacturing. I love the techniques of coming up with a paper pattern. But personally, I don't know how to make paper patterns. I just know how it should look like when it's made up.
BFM 89.9, the business station.